Happy New Year. I'm David, and this is Sound Healing Radio. Today, our show is about mastery, being a master mostly of your lower self. You don't really need to be a master of spirit. Spirit has it down. It's about being a master in this lifetime, now. And our intention is that everybody attain that pure mastery of all in just the right way. Before we get started, though, I want to tell you about some things happening at the school. We've got our Sound Healing Certificate Program starting January 17th at the Institute, and it's three nights a week, Monday through Wednesday night, 6:30 to 9:30, and some weekends. And it's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It's really funny because, you know, I tell people this class is unbelievably transforming. And it's so funny because each semester there's normally one or two students that say, "I remember you said that, Dave. And it was really true." It's really unbelievable when you really get the power and tools, I should say, the tools and your return to your own power to be able to really transform your life and return to that place we're meant to be, where we're empowered, heart open, and completely in tune with nature and source. So that's starting January 17th. We also have our open house on January 15th from 1 to 6, where we're going to be listening to all different types of sounds. We'll be playing crystal bowls, a lot of things from our store. We'll be throwing people on the sound table and sound lounge and vibrating people into bliss and talking about how sound affects you in all the ways it does and getting you high with meditations and stuff. So even if you're not interested in classes, it's a really cool time just to bliss out. It's funny, people say 6 hours or 5 hours? Oh my God. But every time, no one leaves. It's like we get in the zone, we go deeper and deeper, no one leaves. It's just hard to stop when you're in the zone. It's so funny because sometimes people come in, they're like, "What's this about? What's this about? I don't know, I don't know." And within a half hour, an hour, people are like, "Whoa." So open house, Sunday, January 15th from 1 to 6 p.m. We also have the same certificate and degree program. The certificate is the first semester of the degree program online starting January 10th, yes, January 10th, and that is two nights a week, Tuesday and Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m., and Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and that's Pacific time, so it works for at least the East Coast, and I have people from all over the world that are taking the classes, and it works really well. If you can't be here, you know, it's great. If you're close, you can do a hybrid where you can come in occasionally. Or another way to do it is do the certificate program online and then come for the summer intensive for 10 days in June, which is the classes that are best done at the Institute. And you can it's only $200 if you come for just that, if you've done the online certificate program. Or you could do the whole certificate program in the summer. In June is half of the certificate, another half's in August. And it's 10 to 9 every day, 10 to 9:30 actually every day. So it's very immersive. And so that's another way to do it. We also have our audio recording program where you learn about recording, mixing, and producing starting January 18th. And that's about learning Pro Tools or other programs. It works with other programs like Ableton Live or Logic if you're into those. But you don't have to know anything about audio recording. And you also get some music theory. And it's about using a lot of techniques around frequencies and tuning systems and binaural beats, besides just, you know, learning how to make recordings that change people dramatically. We also have that online. Starts in February again. We're in the middle of a program right now. You could actually probably catch up by watching videos if you wanted to start right away, but probably not till middle of February or March even before we begin in the beginning again. You can always watch any of those classes by video, the online classes, and then we can do check-ins and keep you up to date and answer questions and make sure you did your homework. Okay. So we've also got the therapy center. One of my specialties is doing chakra treatments. I just did a chakra treatment on someone that was quite profound, actually, and taught him how to actually do a chakra treatment with sound yourself, which is very effective. We also find your soul frequency, your home note, where you're at peace. Everybody has a natural note, which is their rhythm of their metabolism. And we can help you find that and give you a CD in that key. We can do voice analysis to find what notes are missing, give you a CD in that key to get you back into homeostasis. We also do tuning fork treatments at the Institute. We do massage on the sound table. Oh my God, it's just a full range. We do combination treatments with everything if you want as well. And then we have the store. We have the Sound of Love store. Oh, you can find all the therapy stuff at soundtherapycenter.com. Soundtherapycenter.com. We have the store, we have tons of crystal bowls, alchemy bowls, we've got Tibetan bowls, we've got didgeridoos, we've got drums and gongs and, oh my God, technologies, all types of different technologies, and sound tables and sound lounges that are just profoundly effective. I think they're the most effective thing in sound healing, actually, sound tables. We've got a bass pod that you can put on your body. We've got frequencies that can help get rid of all types of pains and issues that are frequencies that are just played right on the body. You can use headphones or a bass pod. And that's at soundoflove.com. But the other thing we have is we just launched our Sound Healing Research Foundation site, and that is soundhealingresearchfoundation.org. And there's a database of practitioners. If you're a practitioner, you can post your own stuff. There's a database of clinical research papers. There's a database of 280 student papers over the last 10 years. And a lot of them are really amazing, actually. There's also information on how to get grants. There's also information on all the different research projects we're doing. And it's a nonprofit, so if you want to donate for research projects, we're taking on donations. We've already gotten about $120,000 worth of grants so far for different projects, including our Montessori project, where we're creating a curriculum for bringing sound healing in for the kids. We've got 1,300 exercises we've created. We've already implemented about 200 in two Montessori schools, and it's profound. It's sound, music theory, and geometry. And we've got the young ones toning. We've got them, Crystal Tones just donated $2,500 of crystal bowls for the Montessori school. And they're going to be using tuning forks on each other. They're going to be releasing stuck emotions with the voice. And this is from 3 months old all the way up to 18 years old, a curriculum at all different age groups. And we've got research to back everything that we're doing. We're doing brainwave entrainment. It's the beginning of a new way of teaching kids so that they're healthy and tuned in to their bodies and really in tune with their emotions and even tuned in to source and spirit in a very non-dogmatic way. So that's in the Research Foundation as well. So you can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. There's links to everything I mentioned there, soundhealingcenter.com. Or you can call me at 415-777-2486. Or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. Wow, what a year. What a year past. And oh my God, what a year coming up. It is still another year of clearing stuff. Different sages and different psychics are saying that we still got a few more years of clearing all this stuff. Everything's coming up to be cleared. But what's cool is the high frequencies are coming in more and more. So we're getting the benefits of bliss more and more now. So even though there's more and more challenges, I mean, it depends on how far you're along in releasing that stuff. But as there are more challenges, now more bliss. There's more high frequencies. And the more you get into these high frequencies and really vibe with this high energy where you really get the full perspective on all frequencies, on all sounds, on all music, on all energy in the universe, then it's like you're just humming. You're just humming. But, you know, really, it's really my intention for the new year is self-mastery. Self-mastery. And a lot of people talk about this, being a master of your own destiny. Be the master of your own self. Be the master. But it's interesting because let me put it this way, a lot of other people talk about letting go, being one with the universe, getting in tune with nature and source, getting out of the way, which is the complete opposite of mastery and control, right? So it's an interesting conundrum, paradox. Should we be a master, which means being in complete empowerment and control? Or should we completely let go, surrender, and let Source take over and take us where it will? It's an interesting conundrum. And for quite a few years, I had this question in my mind, how to resolve this conundrum, because they both seem right. It does seem that you should be a master of your own being, not a master of others, not a master of nature, not a master of source. And then finally, I was talking to one of my instructors and kind of cleared it up very well. He said, this is one of our instructors who teaches the Kabbalah and the Tree of Life, a master, a total master himself of the structure of the universe, unbelievable master in the Kabbalah and the way of ways of consciousness. And does very cool stuff. And so he said, you're not the master of Source. You're not the master of Spirit. You're only the master of your lower self. In one way, you can think of it like this. There are four levels that we can work with that are all interrelated when you get down to it, but just to talk about it, we can talk about four different levels of working with sound, working with vibration, working with intention, working at all. First is the physical level, mental level, emotional level, and spiritual level. Mastery seems to be around the lower self, which is mostly around the physical, mental, emotional, but not necessarily the spiritual. but we'll talk about that. It's kind of a meditation as we go here. In the physical world, it's often we do not have the belief system that we can control our health. We believe things happen to us. We get sick. And so when you take mastery of being healthy and learn the tools of vibration to entrain the body into coherent stability instead of which is the stress, the toxins, the emotional things that affect our body as well. Those are all incoherent vibrations. It's like when you have a buzz in your body or a pain, it's like and you can take a stable vibration, which are the vowels, or crystal bowls, or Tibetan bowls, or tuning forks, or many of the sound healing instruments, or a consistent percussion instrument, where you do a consistent rhythm, and you get that stability back. All the vowels are like, and that's the way the body works. It hums when it's healthy. It does not do, except maybe for some digestive enzymes, right? It's about the only part in the body that's going, or the digestive enzymes. For the most part, the body is going, so it's a matter of taking that tool. And one of the tools is your voice. Another tool we have is to use different frequencies. And we have frequencies that we have put together that come from the Germans, actually came up with. And then there's Rife frequencies, there's all type of frequencies. I want to play a little bit, maybe play just a minute of the pineal frequencies. Because if you can become a master at using frequency to open up the different endocrine glands, you can calm down the adrenals. You can actually open the heart of the higher heart to universal love with the thymus by vibrating its frequency. You can vibrate the frequency of your thyroid and really get your whole expression in harmony. You can open your third eye with the pituitary and hypothalamus frequencies. You can open to source and open your crown with the pineal gland frequencies. So let's listen to a minute of the pineal gland frequencies from the somatic frequencies. Just a minute of it. Wow. Imagine. I mean, it's just, That worked for me. It's funny. It's sometimes I've played that one. It's not worked. That one really opened my crown this time. It was really quite amazing. Imagine, oh my God, imagine not only, it's like we can work both ways. Okay, I'm not saying, you know, you should use technologies and get addicted to technologies. The ideal way is to be able to empower yourself to be able to make those frequencies yourself, or go to that frequency in your head and make it to open up your pineal. But training wheels are not bad. Training wheels have worked in the past for many situations, right? I mean, I wouldn't be riding a bicycle now if it weren't for training wheels. So, you know, it's very cool, very cool. And technology can be very cool. So, you know, imagine being able to open yourself at any time with being empowered to be able to come out of any physical issue and totally be in control of your own health. Empowered. First step, number one first step, you have to change the belief drastically to not just, oh, I think I can heal myself, to, I can absolutely heal myself. It's the intention is the number one thing and the belief around it. Okay. So that's the first step. Empowered mastery over your physical body. Step two, empowered mastery over your mental body. There's a lot of tools that we're learning more and more about now that we use at the Sound Healing School, and it's mostly around brainwave entrainment. There's a few things that happen when you play crystal bowls or use voice or toning or rhythms that happen. First of all, any rhythm will entrain your brain into that corresponding brainwave state. Your brain is normally vibrating at a specific rhythm. And when you play a rhythm, it synchronizes to that rhythm. And if that rhythm is slow, like bum, 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 that's delta. And it puts you into a, can even put you to sleep, because that's where your brain is when you're asleep. It's at that slow rate. If the rhythm is a little faster, about double that, whoa, 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 that can put your brain into theta. And theta is where you go when you're one with the universe or in bliss. Or if it's faster, that will put your brain into alpha, which is all about being present, being here, being awake and relaxed. Or if you have a really fast rhythm, that will put you into beta, which is really helpful when you're trying to think about things. When you're trying to do your budget, trying to figure out your schedule, do all the 3D world stuff, make money or, you know, just go get food. I mean, whatever, you know, all the different things that we think about and have to figure out, you know, in this world we're in of where we have to work, right? Right. So there's also really fast brainwave cycle, which are like gamma. And gamma is like a super high state of meditation. And sub-delta, which is like wah, wah, which is also a super high state of meditation. You go to gamma and sub-delta at the same time. So you can use these brainwave frequencies to entrain your brain and help you get more than anything besides getting into these different brainwave states. It's mostly about getting into a stable vibration of focus. So your brain is not jumping around and entraining to all these cell phone frequencies and electricity and electromagnetic frequencies and all these scattered people around us and all this fear and anxiety and phones ringing and God and noise and it's about being still and focused with the mind. So that's the second level of mastery. Mastery over your mind. Oh, there's one other thing that I forgot to mention. Often when you use sound, your brain goes into left and right brain synchronization. When you wear headphones with binaural beats, it actually will entrain your brain into left and right brain synchronization besides these brainwave states. But you can get into left and right brain synchronization just by looking at a landscape, you know, or you know, running love. I mean, there's all types of things that get you in bliss and synchronize the left and right brain, especially any artwork or music, especially when you play music too. So those are other ways to entrain the brain. The third level of mastery, and it's probably the most important, is, oh, let's see, we might have some music to play. Oh yeah, let's play some music for brainwave entrainment. One of the coolest ways to entrain the brain is to tune in to the Schumann resonances, which we don't get very much in the city because it's an electromagnetic frequency that is triggered by lightning in the atmosphere. It's resonating between the Earth and the ionosphere. And it's always there. It's about 7.83 cycles per second. It's like, whoa, 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 right? And that entrains your brain into a brainwave state that is in sync with nature. So when you go out of the city and you're not around cell phone towers, you get it much more. But you can use that frequency electronically or with music to actually entrain it. So we're going to listen to just a minute of the Schumann frequency, where we're toning to the Schumann frequency. So tone along with this. You might play this just like the last minute or two, if you will. I love endings, slow fades. So you could use brainwave entrainment rhythms. You could play drums to create rhythms. You can use CDs with brainwave entrainment in them. Or you can just go out in nature and tune in to the Schumann resonance and really let it reconnect our brains to nature. The next third level of mastery is about mastering your emotional body. You know, a lot of people say the whole thing is to, you got to feel your emotions. You got to feel your emotions. But the big conundrum is emotions can kill us. Negative emotions kill us. However, not feeling emotions kill us, also kills us, right? What a conundrum. Negative emotions can kill us, but not feeling them can kill us. Oh my God, what the hell are we going to do? Right? Well, the trick is, I think if you're not feeling emotions, you have to feel emotions. And it's interesting, most of the people that come to the classes in sound healing, this is not a problem. I don't have too many people that are shut down completely when they come to the classes. It's although there's a lot of people in the business world that are shut down, I think. And what's interesting that I'm learning from working with the kids at the Montessori school is there are a lot of kids that are shut down, especially from parents not allowing them to have emotions. Also, not to be, it's the school we're working with is an Asian school. And to be very, very careful here about not being, I want to be very, you know, PC here. It's like that a lot of, even the owner of the Asian school said that a lot of the Asian kids are not able to express their emotions because it's that culture. So regardless, the first thing is you have to be able to feel. You have to be able to feel your emotions. But very quickly, the next step is to, once you really got it down, is to really become a master of your emotions. This is really, I think, the ultimate mastery work. We are not meant to be engulfed in fear and anxiety and anger, in any emotion where we're above other people, like even just upset or frustration, or even just like, we're not meant to be in any emotion where we're under other people, where we're not good enough, where we're not empowered, where we're depressed, where we are powerless, where we're jealous. We're not meant to be under other people. We're meant to be equal, running love, running gratitude, running compassion, running joy. It's all about stable frequencies. Again, all of the so-called negative emotions that are killing us have a incoherent vibration of All of the higher emotions are coherent. So you can access the higher emotions just by simply doing a coherent vibration. You can use that to reinforce them, to create a stronger field where you're actually doing the sound and the higher emotion with the intention at the same time. This is really the key, because a lot of people think, oh, you know, I'm just feeling that way. I'm just feeling angry. I'm just feeling upset. I'm just, you know, that's just the way I feel. I just feel depressed. I, you know, at least I'm feeling it, you know. Well, it's really about realizing that you have total choice over your emotions. My best example is, it comes from the movie Inside Out, where all the different animated characters are different emotions in this little girl's head. And it's really interesting because she has this really beautiful memory of her childhood that she just loves. And then they move to another city, and now she misses all her friends and the places where she was. And now that beautiful memory becomes a bummer because it sucks that she no longer has it. And you have, in any memory, you have a choice. Because really emotions are all about memory, because if you're present, you aren't really in an emotion. You're really just present. So you have a choice. And the choice is gratitude or it sucks. It's gone. Right? Especially in grief, when you lose someone, when you lose anything, when you lose your wallet, when you lose your credit card, when you lose your youth, when you lose your health, when you lose anything, it's so easy to go, it sucks. I don't have that anymore. It's the basis of Buddhism. Detachment. No, it doesn't suck that you don't have it anymore. Just refocus your attention. Be the master and refocus your attention on the gratitude. Thank you for all that time I had that. Thank you. And what's so beautiful about it is when you go into that energy, based on the law of attraction, that attracts more of exactly what you're missing. Thank you. And here comes more of it. Thank you. And here comes more of it. Thank you. And here comes more. Right? It's the deal. It's the deal. You can't fool around. They say, if you do nothing, the car of intention drives itself. And what you get when the car's driving itself is you simply get more of what you are already running. And most of us are running reality. And reality kind of sucks. I mean, not that we're not supposed to be grounded in reality, right? But if you just run the same energy you're running, then it's like it's so easy to get entrained into this judgment and this world that is so bent on selfishness and, oh my God, pain and suffering. You can't just run what it is. You have to run potential. Run what you want to be, what you want things to be. It's the basis of the law of attraction. You are in control of your emotions. You have complete choice. Now, what I've learned is, as far as emotions, it's okay to have any emotion. It's natural to have any emotion as long as it's for just a short time. Question becomes, how short should it be? When you get, the more you become a master, the shorter the time becomes that you run a negative emotion. It's fine. Any emotion is beautiful as long as it's not going too long. Because we are meant to be present. We are a point of awareness that is a witness of the emotions. We are a pure soul, which is not on a roller coaster of emotions, which is pure source, connected to source and universal love. We are universal love. Okay. So that's the third step of mastery. Mastery over the lower self. Mastery over our child that didn't get enough love. Mastery to take universal love or just basic energy of love and send it to that child in your heart so that it's always full. Like this. Send love to your own heart with a sound like this. Join me if you like. Play a little bit of the song Overcoming Fear. Maybe we can just play the last minute here, because this is really mastery of the emotions. I mean,
don't worry, I'll fix that on the final part.
Oh my God, just love. Then there's the last step of mastery. And it's interesting, this is a unique one, because you are not a master of source. You're not a master of spirit. You're a master of being, could say, your own soul. But it's not like you're controlling your soul. Well, there's a certain component to it. I think there is an ascension process that your soul is going through. That is, I don't know. The truth is, I don't know that that's really true. I think we are going through an ascension process, more our physical, mental, emotional bodies. But there could be, and maybe there's a part where the soul is ascending, but I don't know how to, I don't know how to tune in. And people do talk about that, but I think the soul is perfect. I don't think the God made us screwed up. I mean, sorry, of course God made us screwed up. We are totally screwed up, right? But that's not our soul. Our soul, I believe, is perfect. Perfect frequency, pure frequency. We often mess with all of the energy around it. There's a lot of harmonics around it that are incoherent, and all of our past relationships and stuff that's unresolved in karma and all this stuff from past lives and anything that, you know, this even society and the world, you know, brings in. But I don't think the soul really needs healing. There could be, though. I don't know. I mean, who knows for sure? There could be an ascension process in the soul. And I do believe that we can use divine will to help move things along. It's the will that is beyond ego, that will that is in alignment 1,000% with the plan of nature and spirit. Because the second you're out of alignment and there's will, you're on the wrong path. You're controlling spirit. You're creating stuff in alignment with not what is. So that's where it's really interesting to be totally synced with nature and source, which is beautiful, and we do quite often by just going out for a hike, going to the water, going up on the mountain, going camping, going to sacred sites, going to beautiful places, enjoying this paradise, paradise that we live in. Just paradise. Or going into meditation or having situations or things that just catapult you into other dimensions where you're one with the universe. You're just connected to all. We return to that place where we're all one being. That place where there's nothing to control. We are all just being. And everything is perfect. And then there's the real subtlety. That pure place where you're actually ever so slightly looking in the direction of ascension, of transformation, of helping the world to come more into harmony beyond ego, because it comes from a place where you're totally in alignment with God's will, with the plan on earth, with whatever's going on with this whole universe. And you're ever so slightly, I don't even want to say nudging. It's almost just like looking in the right direction, looking forward, and helping it along. Just being in alignment with Source helps it along. But there's that subtle place of divine, pure divine will that is so beautiful, where we're helping with 1,000% unconditional love. No need of being thanked. No need of appreciation. Pure divine will. That's the last step of mastery. Being in alignment with spirit and activating divine will in perfect alignment. Going to new places that we've never imagined. New places of mastery. Where we live of in this place of complete mastery in alignment with Source, in alignment with all that is flowing forward perfectly. And if we come out, go into that empowered place to get the physical back in order, because if the physical is not in order, it's hard to run these higher energies. I know if I don't get enough sleep, I can start getting little emotional stuff going on. If I'm burnt out or working too hard, or if I have an emotional thing in a relationship, or if my brain is just tired, it's hard to run these higher energies. So the mastery part is really not fooling around. Some people say, oh, well, just love, and that's beautiful. It's love. But even Buddhism talks about the serious discipline to control the lower self, physically, mentally, emotionally. You can't fool around anymore. And probably the biggest one is not being affected by other people's stuff or need or control or manipulation or just wanting to be accepted and loved by them. Number one, especially in loving relationships. You don't love me anymore? You've gotta in 2017 and beyond, you've gotta learn to bring the frequency of universal love in on your own, because it's infinite. And you never need anybody anymore. Hugs are still nice. Holding someone's still nice. But you can bring in as much love as you need and then bring that love to the relationship and party in the Vesca Piscis, which is the eye of God, where two circles of two beings overlap. And you see the eye of God. It's really about being whole on your own. Again, here's the conundrum. Whole on your own, connected to all and everyone. Whole on your own, heart open. It's about reconnecting to this place where you are whole on your own, connected to all, heart open. Let's listen to a little bit, maybe the last minute of, last 2 minutes of reconnection. And we return to that place where we are a point of awareness. Where we are a soul frequency that is never unstable. It's always perfectly still, connected to Source, where there's indescribable love. Hold that frequency of mastery through the rest of the night into 2017 and 18 and 19 and through the rest of your life and through lifetimes. Happy New Year.